Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Matthew Drake, and today I would like to spend a few minutes providing you with some key updates in the management of bone disease in multiple myeloma. So a significant change occurred in the United States in January 2018 when denosumab was approved for the treatment of multiple myeloma. Prior to that time, medications called bisphosphonates, primarily pomidronate and zoledronic acid, had been the mainstays. The important thing to recognize, however, is that bisphosphonates and denosumab work somewhat differently. Bisphosphonates cause the cells which remove bone, which are called osteoclasts, to actually undergo apoptosis or cell death. Denosumab, however, works differently in that prevents those cells from pre-osteoclasts, which are the precursors to active osteoclasts, from becoming active osteoclasts. And because of this, they work differently. So whereas bisphosphonates last for many years in the skeleton, denosumab only lasts for several months. And so that when it is discontinued, the block from preventing these pre-osteoclasts from becoming active osteoclasts is removed. And so in patients who are treated with denosumab, the important thing is to recognize that they either need to continue with the denosumab. There's no real place for a denosumab holiday like there can be with bisphosphonate. So they either need to continue with the denosumab, or alternatively, if they're considering changing from denosumab to something else, then they need to actually be treated with likely several doses of a bisphosphonate, again, to cause the apoptosis or death of these active osteoclasts, which would occur if the denosumab is removed because the block to their formation has been removed. So these are important things for the management of bone disease and multiple myeloma, particularly because we've seen that now probably upwards of 40% of patients in the United States who are being treated for bone disease for their multiple myeloma are receiving denosumab. So it's important that providers as well as patients recognize that denosumab cannot simply be discontinued. Thank you for viewing this activity.